我们现在就要开始追，去想一想看，在我们的上一代，为什么在那个时候，他的一个顺服的这样的概念可以普遍的一起去执行，就是大家一起这样做呢？
Let's consider why is it that a whole generation of parents before us could en masse make sure everyone follows the submission concept.
因为在那个年代，其实它有一个社区的一种叫做社区的那个强化的作用。
Because at that time they had their local areas.
Community reinforcement.
Community reinforcements.
它用那个东西其实强化了，就是说我们彼此之间的关系，就是说这个孩子如果被爸爸妈妈处罚了打了，他跑到外面去，隔壁的那一家会说 good。
And so everybody, if a child has been disciplined by their parents and the child goes out, all the neighbors will say, good, you got punished.
所以我们不能够观光单是选我们觉得家很漂亮，学区很好而已。
And so when we choose the area to reside, we need to also be aware of our communities.
我们要想到这个社区的人的 concept 是什么。
We don't only look at the school or the community, we need to look at what is the concept of the local people.
因为当我们 discipline 管教一个孩子的时候，这个孩子往外一走，别人告诉他，告你爸妈。
Because if you're disciplining your child and they go out, the society might tell them, sue your parents.
然后或是告诉他 be yourself.
And then the society tells them to be yourself.
那他不是就有两种不同的东西出来了？
Then they'll have a conflict of principles in their mind.
我们在他面前的形象就被摇动。
Because our image in front of them will shake.
爸爸妈妈给他最有智慧的东西，但是现在被动摇了。
But now, even though we have given them the best thing, now they doubt our authority.
所以为什么以前的上一代的人，他不需要经历像我们今天经历这么大的冲击，是因为他有一个社区强化的功能在那边。
Because in the past, our parents had a community reinforced the ideals they were teaching to us.
所以说我们从这样的一个经验也去学到说今天我们可以做到的是在哪里呢？就是我们自己教会的人。
And so how can we form our own community with our own values? And that is the community within our church.
假如我们现在100个爸爸妈妈，每个人的观念都是在12岁以前，爸爸妈妈要告诉你人生很重要的事情，不是弹钢琴哦，很重要的事情，很重要耶稣基督在你生命中的这件事情，你要怎么样下去的时候，全部100个爸爸妈妈都有这个 concept 的时候，这个孩子到谁的家去到哪里的时候，都会告诉他 yes, 耶稣是最重要的。
And if we are associating with 100 other parents within our churchall with the same concept that we must indoctrinate them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, then whoever house he goes to, every parent will reinforce the idea, yes, Jesus is the most important factor in your life.
这个就是专家说的社区的强化功能，可是我们不用社区，我们其实就是一个集体，我们是一个教会的强化功能就会出现。
The concept of community reinforcement is then applied in our own church community.
可是你看，如果他家的孩子是啊，主耶稣很重要，给他圣经的故事，就到他家，妈妈他们家可以打电动很久呢。
But if in our entire church, one family reinforces Bible and studies about Jesus, and they go to another home within our church, and they'll say, you know, it's different in that home. They play video games all day long.
他爸爸妈妈说 OK.
Because their parents say it's OK.
然后他再到那一家，他爸爸妈妈说星期六没有来也 OK.
And then they go to a third house in that member's home and their parents say, it's okay if you don't come to Sabbath day.
那一家 birthday party, 礼拜六 OK 也可以去。
And then that home, they go there, all the parents go and allow their kids for birthday parties on Sabbath day.
这个集体的功能整个是什么？破掉的，是瓦解的。他没有办法做强化的工作。
And this community reinforcement is now fragmented and useless.
所以我们就会看见说啊，着急着急，我们真的看见真耶稣教会我们所有弟兄姐妹爸爸妈妈，其实在这一块上面带进了很多社会的东西之后，在带领我们的孩子上面，每一家每一家是不一样的。
And so we find the crisis within our True Jesus Church today is that various parents will bring the outside societal teaching methods into our church.
因为我们看的都不同的书。
Because everyone reads different books.
可是最重要的那个观念没有抓到的时候，会很可惜。
Because if the parents don't grasp the main idea, it is such a waste.
所以在讲义上面，我们一开始就讲到，它文化上确实是有差异的。
So here in our Hannah, we talked about the cultural differences.
在上一代跟这一代的东西不一样。
Our generation to this generation is completely different.
它带来一个长远的影响也不一样。
It has a long-term effects on our society and our children.
那现在我们就看到黑板上第下下下一章，它有马太福音的那一段的圣经节的时候，它告诉我们说，一个人不能同时侍奉两个主人。
So Matthew 6:24 tells us that no one can serve two masters.
他教导我们做一个选择，因为不能同样两个的话，就势必要做一个选择，对吗？
So the Bible is teaching us that if you can't have two, you must make one choice.
专家告诉我们说，一个人的头脑里面如果同时装进了两个不同的系统的时候，会产生这个人的混淆，对价值整个的混淆。
So experts tell us if there are two systems running in your mind, eventually it will confuse the mind.
就好像说一个电脑里面同时装了两个不同的软体，你同时要它跑。
It's just as if you had two different operating systems installed within one same computer.
所以一个人不能侍奉两个主，教导我们，我们要选择一个。
And so the Bible teaches us we cannot serve two masters likewise.
这节圣经教我们说，不是看清这个，就是看清那一个。
Because they would either love one and despise the other.
意思是说，他有一个在前面，一个在下面的。
That means that one will take precedence over the other.
所以我们现在就来想，在我们的孩子身上，我们要给他价值的时候，有几个地方在 provide 提供这样的东西。
And so in our teaching of values to our children, what areas do we show them to make a choice?
第一个我想到的就是家庭。
The first thing that we make a choice is our family.
家庭是一个地方提供价值的地方。
Family environment is where we teach values.
因为我们所有展现出来的态度就是一个价值。
Because everything, the way we act, the way we present ourselves is a result of our values understanding.
这个 no, 这个 yes.
This is a no, this is a yes.
这个危险，这个不危险。
This is dangerous, this is safe.
这个可以，这个不可以。
This is allowable.And this is not allowed.
我们虽然是告诉他 yes 跟 no 而已，可是在我们其实同时在告诉他，这个就是一个价值。我觉得这个比较重要，这个比较不重要，不要做。
And when we tell them yes or no, we're actually teaching them this is more important and this is less important.
所以家庭是一个提供价值的第一个地方。
And so the first place that we teach values is within our homes.
第二个地方提供价值的是哪里？
And where is the second place that you learn values?
学校。
It is in schools.
还有一个地方。
And the third place
教会也会
is in church.
对，这个地方也提供了一个价值。
And church also gives them a value concept.
我们就发现说，它有三个价值在跑。
And then they will have three systems running within their mind.
要去想说哪一个在前，哪一个在后。
They'll think which one takes precedence over the other.
那哪一个跟哪一个是比较靠近的
？And which one is more similar?
爸爸妈妈要帮他选择。
And as parents, we need to help them choose.
因为真正可以选择的年纪，差不多要等到十七、十八的时候，当他的大脑发展出立体图像，他才有办法去做一个比较完整的选择。
We can't leave the decision to them because their mind doesn't actually fully develop until the age of 18, when they actually can consider all aspects of a concept in a three-dimensional manner.
所以现在如果他还是12岁之前，完全的决定权是在父母亲。
And so we must recognize as parents that prior to 12, we have the responsibility to help them make the right choice.
这三个不同的地方，我觉得家庭跟教会是最容易 combine 在一起的。
From these three areas,We can expect that a church and a home should be combined in the same value.
所以教会教什么，家庭教什么，要比较类似，比较相同的一条路。
If the church teaches one thing at home, we need to reinforce that same teaching.
这样我们就可以把三个不同价值的东西变成了只剩下两个了，对吗？
Then we can distill three systems into two.
那两个系统同时要去跑的时候， again, 专家告诉我们说，它一样会产生混淆。
And so with two systems running, there is still going to be conflict.
所以我们现在就要再帮他选择哪一个排在前面，哪一个排在后面。
So again, we need to teach them prioritization, what is permissible and what is not permissible.
如果在十二岁以前的孩子，我们让他看见两个系统是同时并行跑，两个都重要的话。
But if we teach our children that both systems are important.
那他在整个的这个价值上面就会产生混淆。混淆的时候，到几岁的时候容易第一次看见状况呢？大概是进入到青春期的十五、十六岁之后会看见。
And so, if our instructions to them before 12 is not clear, and it shows them that they don't know where to make the choice, this confusion will emerge from the age of 15 to 17.
所以我们就发现说，价值是一个很抽象的东西，可是透过我们的嘴告诉他 yes 跟 no 的时候，其实是在展现价值。因此，爸爸妈妈就要去注意，今天我在家里面的 yes 跟 no 是不是跟圣经是比较 close 的。
And so, even though the concept of values may be very abstract, but through our mouth before 12, we can really make the concepts come alive and be very concrete to them. So we need to check as parents, is what we're saying values consistent with the Bible principles?
不然的话，我们变成有一本外面的书教孩子，对吧？一本圣经，对吧？学校，三个系统跑啊，他会疯掉。
Because then we will have a hard time if we're trying to followThe books that we are reading outside of church, plus the Bible, plus the church or the school, there's three different systems, and our children are going to become really confused.
所以我现在又要给你一个普话了，就是你坐在这边的时候，同时有两个人在跟你说话。
So, consider if you're sitting here, you have two people talking in your two ears.
两个事情都好重要。
And both things are so important.
一个在跟你讲建堂基金。
One of them is telling you construction fund.
一个在告诉你有一个慕道者需要你的帮助。
Another is telling you that a truth seeker needs your help.
同时进行。
It comes into your mind at the same time.
你的表情会怎么样？
How would your expression be?
你应该不会说啊，感谢主，感谢主。你应该不会这样吧？
I don't think your expression would be, oh, thank God, thank God.
你一定会 shut down 一个转一个，或是说我等一下再跟你讲。你一定会做一个选择，对吗？
I'm sure you'll make a choice. You'll say, let's not think about this for now, let's think about this.
那个就叫做两个系统。
And that's called two systems.
那这两个系统同时进到脑子里面的时候，我觉得它那个比例很高，就是会容易不正常。
And it's very highly likely that if you have always a conflict in principles, that a person will become very abnormal.
因为从零岁开始，他就听到三种不同的东西进去，一直到他十二岁的时候，一直是听到三种东西进去，他还可以出现在教会吃饭。哦，我觉得是神迹奇事。
So it's really indeed a miracle if you present them with three systems that they can actually still be eating at church at the age of 12.
真的，因为他。一般我们在外面跟就是我们带的孩子在外面的孩子，就是我说的外面，就是说他不是教会的孩子，在外面的孩子通常两个系统一起跑的，十七岁大概就发疯跳楼了。
Because actually in the society today, if they're running on two systems, many of those teenagers out there, not in our church, actually have problems with their brain by the time they're 18.
所以爸爸妈妈，我们真的要 appreciate， 就是说我们的孩子真的 OK 耶。
And so, as parents, we really have to appreciate and thank God that our children are healthy today.
就是还会回家。
That they will still come home.
然后还会吃饭。
They'll still eat.
还会打电话。
They'll still make phone calls.
就说这些东西你以为很正常，对不对？可是对我们来说，我们觉得是一个神迹。
To you, it may seem very natural, but for us as counselors who have seen so many things, that it really is a miracle.
因为他三个东西一起在跑。
Because when he has so many conflicts, three things in their minds.
然后到十七八岁的时候，他会决定自己选一个走。
They will make that final decision when they're 18.
那这个会选择，其实也表示他还是 OK 的。
And for them to be able to make a choice means they're still healthy.
有很多人 confused 一直到了四十岁。
And some people become so, messed up. They can't make a decision until 40.
然后到四十岁的时候，哎，他也做一个决定，也不错。
And they will actually make their decision, although later at 40.
因为神会给我们几个不同的时间来 review 回来我们的生命。
What they want to do with their religious life, because actually different stages of our life, God will give us the opportunity to review our life and make those critical changes and decisions in our life.
但是也有更多的人是。辈子都在 confusion 的当中。
But there are many people out there today all are continuing to be confused throughout their lives.
到年纪大概七十， 过七十、过八十的时候，我们会发现有一些人好像记忆力开始比较不好，甚至于他失去记忆力，他跟这些 trauma 都有关系。
Some people actually lose their memories around the age of 70 or 80, and it all has to do with these traumas that they're experiencing in their younger ages.
我有一个老人，他现在已经没有记忆力，他唯一出来的一句话就是说要去哪里。
Okay, not in the
church,
but there is an elderly person who constantly asked, he was one of my past patients, that constantly asked the question, where are we going?
只要一见到人就说啊，我们要去哪里？
Every time he meets a person, his first question will be, where are we going?
那这个整个的历史原来追溯到他童年的时候，他就是想要出去，可是他不能出去。
And this comes all traced back to the origins of when he was young.When he wanted to go out, he was not permitted to go anywhere.
非常严格的教育，因为只要想出去，踏出一步的话，他就要罚跪两个钟头。
Because his home was so strict, if he stepped one foot out of the door, he would be kneeling for 2 hours.
跑出去玩之后回来没有饭吃。
When he went out to play without permission, when he comes home, there is no food on the table.
这个是代表了某一种管教在那个年代的东西。
And that was the discipline in his generation.
所以到我们这个年代的时候，我们会一直觉得说，我不忍心再这样对我的孩子了，所以我要给他更多更多的 love.
And so for us who have experienced these terrible methods of discipline, we're going to be telling our kids, hey, we want to use methods of love to our children today.
可是因为我们是这样被带大的。
Because we were brought up this way in disciplined environment.
我们在主耶稣的面前，在这一块的创伤没有完完全全的被抚平的时候，我们就生了孩子去开始做爸爸妈妈。
And we may become parents, Even though our hearts have not become healthy yet, our traumas have not been healed yet.
所以我们一做的时候，我们很想很想哦，我们的脉很想很想爱他。可是当他往那边走的时候，我们就出现了那个情不自禁就出现了那样的东西出来。
Even though we really love our children, but because we've been indoctrinated this way, if our children were to walk, in the way that we don't want them to walk, we might become very harsh with them.
因为我们里面跑出来两个系统。
Because we have those two systems within our minds.
所以我们之所以会很容易生气对孩子，是因为我们的里面其实有很多的害怕。
And why are we so angry with our children at times? It's because we have a lot of fear within our heart.
那个害怕是因为我们小的时候，我们没有能力去应付跟告诉爸爸妈妈说，你不可以这样打我了。
Because our fear was based on the fact when we were little, we couldn't tell our parents that, no, you cannot beat me anymore.
所以我们什么黄金的道理，什么做人处事的道理都没有听见，我们只有看到那一只棍子。
Because...At that time, when we see that rod, that's all we see. We never hear their values or their instructions into our hearts.
我们那个年代被打了之后，爸爸妈妈说：“这样懂了吗？”懂懂懂。
When we're being beaten, our parents would just say, "Do you understand now?" And you say, "Yes, I do understand."
结果什么你都忘记了。
Even though you don't understand or remember anything they're saying.
你明天可以又做同样的事。
Because you'll do the same thing again tomorrow.
然后那个板子就更大。
And then that baton, that rod becomes even bigger.
就越来越大，然后你就越来越怕，所以它里面就进去一个恐惧。
And that fright comes into your heart.
对，那个 fear 在里面。
The fear.
那个恐惧一在里面的时候，就进去到我们很里面的人格里面，可是我们不知道，因为我们受教育。
As that fear takes hold in the innest, deepest subconscious.Of our heart, we don't understand that. We didn't know. We thought we're just taking instructions of values.
所以我们的教育会教导我们怎么样面对每一个不同的人。
And so we learn how to face others.
就算我们不喜欢他，我们还是会跟他握手。
And so we'll treat others that even we don't dislike them, we'll still treat them courteously.
因为我们里面有两个系统。
Because we have those two systems in our minds.
我们明明不喜欢，可是我们会跟他笑。
Even if we don't like this person, we'll still smile at them.
所以我们就来这边一直聆听主的话语，说帮助我，帮助我。
And then we'll come to church and we listen to the word of God and say, please help me, help me.
可是我们每次来到教会的时候，一祷告，我们就是说，主，你去快点 fix 他。
But then when we're praying, we'll ask the Lord, go fix this person.
你有看到我孩子是这样吗？
Do you see how my child is acting?
你有看到我多辛苦吗?
Did you see how much suffering I'm taking on?
在美国耶,不容易耶。
In America, it's really hard.
我一个人带孩子耶。
I'm taking care of my children myself.
主啊,告诉他吧。
Lord, go tell him.
And then 也教他吧。
And then teach that person too.
我没办法了。
There's nothing I can do.
诶,你真的没办法也 OK 耶。
And if you really don't have any, thing you can do, then it's okay.
可是一祷告起来,过,过来。你就又有办法啦你明明就知道该怎么做就是叫他过来你知道要做这个可是你就在那边主的面前啊主啊帮我我没办法
So then when you're praying you'll keep crying to the Lord there's nothing I can do but then when you teach your kids you'll use a very fierce method to teach them
两个系统
Because of the two systems that's running
around. 今天我们很多人带着两个系统进到教会来。
Many of us come into the church with two systems.
那个道理一直进进不到。
When the doctrine, the word of God tries to fill within us, it doesn't fill in us.
因为没有选好。
Because we haven't made a choice.
我们没有选好哪一个是最重要的东西。
We haven't chosen what is the most important system we want to keep in our hearts.
可是教育有教我们有选好教育，所以教育会害人。
So our past teachings are really harming us because it teaches us to retain those old values.
它会让我们变得没有那么真，因为教育它知道这样这样这样，它不真。
Because we've been taught those old ways, it keeps us not true to the word of God.
教育本来是帮助我们，就是说，那个工具帮我们在崇拜这位伟大的神上面的工具，让我们更加有智慧、有知识去追求他的工具。
So, teaching originally is a tool for us to learn more about the Word of God, to learn about God.
可是现在教育会变成就是 pursue 追求一个更好的职业 ，and then 来跟他抢时间。
But now we have a new teaching in our minds, which is to pursue a better career, and now that conflicts with our teaching the Bible.
所以始终在我们的脑海当中就是两个系统在跑。
With these two conflicts in our mind, we are in distress.
就比较难去从心中挖出来那个最从 childhood 的时候的那个恐惧的东西。我们不会面对它，可是我们可以表现出来。
And we will never face that ugly fear within our hearts, although we know how to display that fear onto our children,
project it. 可是同一个时间，我们已经在教孩子了。
And now we are parents and we're teaching our children.
所以我们就一直在一个状态底下，就是只要一失去掌控，就是觉得他怎么不听话，我们很快那个恐惧就上来，就是怎么办？要大声就上来了。
And so when we're living in such with inner conflict and struggle.Although we may be gentle at first, but then when we face the disobedience of our child, that fear, that deep-seated fear comes out, and then we start treating our children with even louder and louder voices.
这也是一个观念而已，就是说价值带给我们今天的人，不论是爸爸妈妈跟孩子，其实有一个很迷惑的一块的地方，没有搞清楚。
So the values that our parents have taught us is actually conflicting.Within our hearts.
所以从很小十二岁左右的时候以前哦没关系我先讲十二岁你们不要一直觉得说哈怎么办已经十八了十二岁以前的孩子你还有机会的话再生一个、啊、如果十二岁以前你来得及的话一定要常常的问他说你以后要怎么为主耶稣活着
So prior to the age of 12, you need to constantly ask this child, what do you want to do for Christ when you grow older?
为主活着哦。
That you really live for the Lord.
然后他因为还不知道这个价值是什么，可是因为你已经抓到这条路，因为他还会来这边，对吧？从什么宗教教育，他就会这一块 link 连接在一起。
Because they still continue to come to church before 12, they'll link what you're asking them, how they want to live for Christ, with what they're learning in the RE in church.
我们只要一结合到这一块的话，主耶稣就进来帮助。
And if we can link this up, then Jesus Christ can enter into their lives.
因为我们的责任是帮他选择。
Because our job is to help them choose.
就是这个，我们是一个工人嘛，我们就是一个帮手哈。啊，主请了我们帮他，我们就要告诉他，等一下主人来问是要问这个。
So as God's helpers, we need to keep training the child that when the Lord, the Master comes back, He's going to keep asking you this question too.
所以我们抓到这个观念的时候，就要常常告诉他，等一下就会问这个，长大也会问这个。
And so if we keep asking them this question, how are you going to live for Christ? Then they'll know that in the future when they face their Master, their Creator,That is the question they have to meet the Lord with.
所以包括他的读书，包括他玩耍，包括他的音乐，我们都要问他，我们怎么样可以为主耶稣活着。
And so in everything that they do, in everything they choose, whether it be the music, the school, the learnings that they are doing, everything they have to make a choice, is it for the Lord?
这个东西一进去之后，当他开始接触到外界，六岁、七岁之后进到学校，他听到第二种系统进来的时候，嘿嘿，他已经有六年先开始的东西了，对吗？
And so if they have been taught the value of the Bible before six, for 6 years, this is now strong in their hearts. So when they go to school, when they're introduced that second system from school,
那么他一进去的时候，他就会回来问妈妈了、爸爸了，就是说，哎，老师是这样子、这样子说，那爸爸妈妈根据圣经上的道理再把他回答，然后给他一个答案之后，他就又在这块上面往上一个 level 去发展他的大脑。
And then they'll come back confused because now they're being taught different values. But now if the parents use the words of the Bible to reinforce and teach them that, no, the school's teaching is incorrect, this is the correct teaching, then this will take their understanding to a next level and their brain will continue to develop under the guidance of God.
学校会给他很多知识，那知识其实是中立的。
And the school will provide them with a lot of knowledge. Actually, knowledge is neutral.
那这个知识能够帮助他为主而活，我们要这样带过去。
But we need to be the ones to bring and connect this knowledge with service for God.
这是一个观念，我们还没有教技术，就是这是一个观念，这个要先
有。This is just a concept. I haven't taught yet the technique.
那个会表现在我们每一天跟他对话的上面，去表示说我真的选择这个，看重这个。不然的话，我们看到他就是钢琴弹得怎么样，学校功课几分，你这个东西在 present 一个东西，就是说我看中这一个。
So that's why when we teach them, we need to really focus on Jesus over anything else. But if every time that you meet your children, all you're asking is, did you practice your piano? Did you do your homework? And what is your test grade? Then we're teaching them something else that's saying that those things are more important than God.
很小的孩子心中如果开始有耶稣的时候，耶稣会进到他小小的世界里面当他的王。
Because if we actually introduce Jesus early in their life,This Lord Jesus should be the Lord of their heart.
那你看哦，他到十八岁之后哦，他可能离开家了，他长大了。
And so after they're 18, they may leave our home.
爸爸妈妈，你觉得他们十八岁以后，在他的人生里面，会不会有时候会遇到困难？
So mommies and daddies, don't you think they'll encounter troubles later on when they become an adult?
你能保证他一辈子没有困难吗？
You can't guarantee that they will never face any troubles of any kind.
请问他遇见困难的时候该怎么办？
And then how will they handle the troubles they face?
你没有看见。
There's nothing you see.
我看见。
But I've seen it.
因为很多人来找的时候说，我现在要怎么办？
Because many youth will come consult with me and say, well, what should I do now?
我们也不知道怎么办。
We don't know what to do.
因为他的心中没有神。
Because in their hearts, they have no God.
他不觉得神帮助他。
They don't think God has helped them.
神不是他世界里的人。
God is not someone that's in their world today.
我们要花很大很大的力气才能够出来一点点的东西。
We have to spend an extraordinary amount of time to lead them to God.
他回答说，为什么这些东西我的爸爸妈妈没有教我？
And this child would then ask,How come my parents never taught me about God?
他会弹钢琴哦。
They know how to play piano well.
他可以表演哦。
They can perform very well.
他可以到 theater 里面做音乐会的。
They can be concert pianists in the concert halls.
日子过不下去。
But they cannot endure their lives.
为什么？
Why?
耶稣没有进去。
Because Jesus is not in their hearts.
我们能给的只有这个。
And that's what we can really give our children.
他今天可以弹很好听的钢琴，不代表他十八岁以后可以继续的弹钢琴。
Just because they can play very well on the piano doesn't mean after 18 they can play piano very well.
我们怎么忍心只看见他十岁以前钢琴弹得很好，我们就满足，就觉得你顶呱呱好棒呢？
How can we be satisfied with them learning skills of piano or other things only.
20岁以后没办法过日子了。
Because after 20, when they cannot face their life,
那个系统太乱了。
Their system is all confused.
根本没办法进到教会来。
They can't even come into the church.
我们知道吗？
To seek help.
我们有时候不知道的。
Are we going to know about those times?
为什么？
No. Why?
他们告诉我。
Because they told me.
我这样讲，我爸爸妈妈会立刻飞过来。
If I said that, my parents would fly over here now.
In order 不要让他飞过来，捏捏捏捏，我不会告诉他，我只会告诉他 I am fine.
So I would tell my parents I'm completely fine, so they'll not come and bother me.
爸爸妈妈，如果是我，我会觉得怎么会这样呢？
And then I would think, why is that like this? My child doesn't want to share with me.
当你一辈子的父母，不就是在你遇见困难的时候，我们可以支持你的吗？
Aren't we as parents the ones that you can turn to if you have any troubles?
为什么我们跟你这么样的亲近，养你十八年之后，这样重要的人生大事，我们竟然不知道？
Why is it that we have fed you and raised you for 18 years, and yet all these things that are happening to you is not being told to us?
整个追溯到最前面，就是一开始我们给予它的价值是两种、三种混乱的东西。
And if we trace it to its origins, we'll understand is because the child is being taught many different systems of values.
我们看下一章。
Let's look at the next slide.
在这个图形上面，它告诉了我们几个箭头往下走的箭头。
This diagram is illustrating that there are several arrows facing downward.
这个横横的线其实就代表了我们的人生。
And this long arrow represents our lifeline.
我说的刚刚跟大家一起分享的人生像一条长长的河流。
That our lives are like a long, coursing river.
从零岁开始的时候，我们就在接触这个世界。
From the age of zero, we start to encounter the world.
每一个人在这个世界上都会有感觉，因为这是神给我们的礼物。
Everyone will have emotions in this life, and because emotions are a gift of God.
那这个礼物，当我们看见爸爸妈妈对我们笑的时候，我们会笑得更大。那是 baby.
As babies, when we see the laugh and smile of our parents, we'll smile even greater.
十八岁以后，有时候爸爸妈妈跟他们笑的时候，他们的笑是往下的。
But after 18, the parents smile them. Their smile is they don't smile anymore.
所以
they frown.
他们的笑就代表了他现在的感觉是快乐的。
And so at a young age, when they smile, that means they are feeling good.
可是他是一个人。
But they are a human being.
所以他在 baby 的时候也会有伤心的感觉。
So as a baby, they also have their depression time.
所以所有下来的这个箭头都代表了他伤心的感觉，他的整个情绪往下走，我们叫做什么 down, 对不对？
So their emotions may face downs.
那我们往下走的时候就代表了一个伤痛。
Every down arrow represents their grief.
那这个 hurt, 这个伤痛的东西就让他整个的感觉往下掉。
Any kind of hurt makes them feel negative.
包括了一个不笑的脸。
Including a frown on the faces of parents.
爸爸妈妈，我们如果在外面做就是不是在教的话，我会逼你们笑哦。可是这边我不敢。我们要练习笑，拿镜子，我们要拿镜子照，要笑到这边。
So as parents, we need to practice smiling, and that smile needs to reach the upper corners of your mouth.
因为笑到这边的时候，六岁以前的孩子看到的笑是笑到这边的，
because,
所以你整个脸都在笑，
because 是真的。If you smile to here, kids under age of three will look at that smile and think the smile goes way up to here and think that you're really, really happy with them.
所以你看到教会小孩子在跑的时候，老师们也是看到小孩，你蹲下来，然后你跟他笑，他有办法 calm 下来一点点，因为到这边笑到这边。
If you're a parent or you're RE teacher and you want to calm down those children when they're running around, what you need to do is stoop down and smile at them.
同样的意思，如果我们没有笑，他就会被放大，不笑到这边。
And so, if you frown at your child, a little frown means a big frown in their face.
因为六岁的孩子以前看到的影像是把它放大 1.5 倍到2倍的这个 size.
Because a young child would actually enlarge the pictures they see by 150 to 200%.
那我们在看孩子的时候，我们会先蹲下来跟他一样高，不然我们是 double 好像两层楼一样这么大。
The reason we stoop down is because we don't want to appear double in our height as if it's a big building to them.
所以我们蹲下来其实对他们来说还是很大。
And even when we stoop down, we're still very big to them.
那如果这时候我们是很恐怖的脸。
And by that time, our face is a huge frown.
不准。我不会学哈，你们比较会学。就是很厉害的一种脸给他看的时候，你知道他放很大吗？
So if we're standing tall and we have a huge frown and anger on our face, to them is completely exaggerated in their memories.
如果刚好妈妈去烫一个头发
，and then if mom has a huge perm,
很大
，it looks ginormous in her sight.
你真的不知道哦，所以她晚上会噩梦。
And then the children will have nightmares when they sleep.
然后你一直问他说：“你看见什么？你看见什么？”哦，就是。他讲不到，因为他很小。
And then when you're asking them what they had nightmares about, they'll say it's you.
他好苦哎。
Even though they didn't know it's you.
所以大部分的孩子是被吓大的。
So most children are frightened to death.
如果你在手上拿一支棍子。
And then if you have a rod of discipline in your hands.
你有看过一些电影就是那种站在门口的那一种吗？很大耶。
Have you ever seen those movies where someone's standing with a weapon in their hands?
所以你注意看，有时候我们大人一抓小孩子的时候，就是要他 stop， 不要这样跑，对，一抓他，他会先退一步，因为很大一座东西挡在他的前面。
And so sometimes you're trying to just grab a child to stop them, but they'll jump back because they, to them, you're so huge.
所以六岁以前的孩子，妈妈头发做小一点。
So before six, mothers, please make your hairstyle simple.
真的好。那么呢，他还是有悲伤的时候，一个痛。为什么？比如说没有笑啦，肚子饿啦，湿了，然后没有换尿布啦，这些都对他都是一种伤痛哦。
When do these babies feel hurt? Maybe when their diapers are wet, they haven't changed, they're hungry, they're thirsty.
然后就一直一直的往前走，就是长大了，对吗？
And that hurt continues through their lives.
他的生命就一直往前走。这些伤痛，主耶稣就给礼物了。
And from all these emotional hurts, God is going to give us a gift.
因为在六岁、五岁之前的孩子，他的记忆力的神经回路这一块还没有完全的发展出来。
Because at this stage of 0 to 3, their memories have not yet been developed.
那么在这个之前，所有下来的down的伤痛，他很奇妙，主耶稣给他一个礼物，就是立刻的忘记。
That Jesus Christ has given them the ability to completely erase what they just saw.
所以他荡下来，他就又往上走，继续往前，荡下来就往上走。
And so anytime they may be hurt, they'll immediately recover quickly because they have no memory recall before 3.
这个是恩典。
And this is a blessing of God.
因为那个时候他没有办法表达。
Because at that time they cannot express their feelings.
他没有语言。
They have no language.
他没有能力告诉你。
They have no ability to tell you.
我们也不知道什么时候他伤痛，对不对？
We have no idea when they have been hurt.
哪里知道他饿了？
We only know that if they're hungry.
所以我们就不断地喂他。
So we keep feeding them.
所以他最后的伤痛是吃太多。
So their ultimate hurt then is from eating too much.
所以你看，他一伤痛就上来，一痛上来，你就注意看六岁以前的小朋友。他不会记仇哦，他不会恨你一辈子的。
It is very interesting for children 6. And prior, they won't hate you.
你看他很生气，对不对？可是你看，大概十分钟、半个小时，嘿嘿嘿，妈妈就又回来了。
In 10 minutes or 30 minutes, the child that was angry at you would now love you to death.
我气你，气你 ，I don't love you, you don't love me. 然后这样气，然后妈妈就啊，我怎么会这样？哎，你还在想的时候，他就妈妈，我又回来。他是这样立刻忘记的。
So they immediately erase all memory, bad memories. So before they might say, "Mommy, I hate you," and then 10 minutes, "Mommy, I love you."
所以一下去就上来，一下去就上来。
So their emotions immediately recover in a circular motion.
可是你看那个图画，中间有一条 dot 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 的线往右边走，对不对
？But we see this dashed line that continues in the middle. What does that mean?
意思是说，荡下来，其实它有它的限度的一个标准在那边。
That those are the lower limitations of when they can be heard.
只要那个 arrow 荡下来的几率超过那个 dot 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 的线的时候，就表示是超过一个孩子可以承受的伤痛。
If that hurt is so severe that exceeds the normal boundaries of hurt, which is beyond that dot dot dash line, then it is something that they cannot sustain.
一下去之后，一超过这个标准的线下去之后。不容易上来，会停在下面。
And once that arrow exceeds the lower limitations, it actually would never have a hard time recovering.
所以所有荡下来的线，它会整个在往前走。有没有看到下面的黄色的箭头？它会继续往前走，可是没有上去。
So any deep hurts lay buried and imprinted into our souls and never recovers.
那荡下来的线，我们叫做 abuse.
And those lines we call abuse，
就是说我们打他已经超过一个孩子可以承受的范围。
Maybe we spank them way beyond what they can bear at this age。
或是我们跟一个孩子生气可以气三天以上。
Sometimes as adults we can be angry at our children for 3 days。
在六岁以前，他虽然没有记忆力。
At ages 6, maybe they don't recall very much。
还没有发展出来，但是下去的东西只要超过。他的伤痛会在最底层往前走。
But if that hurt is so severe, that hurt will stay with them the rest of their lives.
这个东西一直往前走的时候，不要忘记他还继续长大，对不对？
Now they will continue to grow bigger and bigger.
所以就又有下去的啦，一点点的啦。
There's more and more hurts, down arrows.
又有更下去的多一点，又被打了一次很厉害的啦。
Maybe there will be another beating by their parents and hurt.
所以就继续的往前走。
And then this will continue to progress in their lives.
所有在下面的 hurt 这一块的箭头没有往上走的这一些箭头，整个会 accumulate 起来，变成再回到他的 childhood 的感觉里面去。
And all these buried hurts that have never recovered now goes back to their childhood days.
然后他从这边继续往前。
And it will continue forward in their lives.
所以他在这条线有一个地方是 delay 的，因为他真实的生命是往走到这边了，可是他回来了，从这边又开始往前走，有没有看到？
It will come back to their development stage as a child and actually delays their development.
所以他开始有很多 delay 的东西出现。
So they'll have delays in their growth.
就是他很多的发展往后 delay， 就是。比较慢了。
And so you've noticed that they may have growth development delays.
那这个 delay 包括了他的心理上 psychological 上面的发展，
so,
心理发展。
Maybe psychologically they're delayed in their development.
可是年纪就二十啦、三十啦、四十、五十，一直往前走了，可是后面那个一直跟在后面很远。
But their ages are now like 20, 30, 40 years old, but their psychological development is still delayed and behind.
你就会听到我们的爸爸妈妈会告诉我们说啊，人老了会像小孩子一样。
And that's why sometimes you hear that when people get old, they revert to their childhood.
其实不是的。
No, it's not like that.
为什么他会像小孩子？
Why are they like a child?
因为有伤痛。
Because they were hurt and abused.
这一些伤痛没有解决。
These abuse were never resolved.
就变五十六十岁。
And now they're 50 and 60 years old.
所以所有的 psychological 心理的东西往后走，往后再往前 delay 的时候，他的行为所表现出来的想法会像小孩子一样的。
And then you'll see them acting just like little kids, even though they're 50 or 60 years old.
我要就是要，你不给我，你就是不爱我。
Now I want something, and if you don't give it to me, that means you don't love me anymore.
如果你刚好结婚
maybe you just got married.
你看那个 issue 有多少？
You'll see that issue a lot.
他跟你抢东西哦。
The parents,
抢钱。
The parents or the in-laws who are older.
抢人。
They might fight with you for your husband, your spouse, or
哇，你好敢讲哦。
Fight for things in your life.
抢东西啊，会抢东西。
And they'll make your life horrible.
一种 delay.
Because they're still going through their delayed stage.
And then, 在身体上会有怎么样呢？刚刚我们讲的是心理，对不对？
What are the physiological results of their body?
这个全部的超过的这些 hurts, 整个加起来之后 ,effect 出来的第一件事情就是疲倦。
Then you'll see that the physiological symptoms are
fatigue， 对不对
？fatigue
就是一种你东西拉太久，那个橡皮筋整个松掉的，它不会回来，它整个疲劳了 ，fatigue 整个松掉。
It is like a rubber band that has lost its elasticity。
那这个反映出来的身体，第一个就是头痛。
And then you'll see migraines。
然后就是头痛，然后再来就是睡眠。
Lack of sleep。
所以很多人到四十几岁开始的时候，睡眠会出现问题。
So many people after they reach the age of 40, they have a hard time sleeping。
然后呢，我们就说啊，老啊，老啊，老啊，就是老啊。
And then we say, oh, you're just getting old, that's why you have insomnia.
不是，那是因为很痛耶。
No, that's because of your fatigue.
很累，因为底下的伤痛没有解决，就带过来，然后影响了脑部。脑部的伤痛就是它长期的在这个拉扯当中不能解决，于是这个东西影响了睡觉的品质，就开始不容易入睡啦，睡得很浅啊，睡得很少。
So those hurts continue to impact your brain, so you will have very light sleep.
那加上因为我们东方人有时候不容易常常每一天有固定做运动的习惯，这个就一直累积下去。
Asians, we're very sedentary, so we don't exercise, and so those physiological effects continue to accumulate.
所以我们就可以从这一节课先有第二个观念，就是说伤痛其实是会带着往前走的。
And so the second concept I want you to remember from this class is that our hurts continue throughout our lives.
可是你们知道吗？这些全部的东西是对着没有耶稣、没有圣灵的人讲的。
But you have to remember one thing. All these terrible things you see here are
terrible, wow.
For the people who are non-believers.
那我们这些人怎么办呢？有圣灵的，对不对？
How are we different? We have the Holy Spirit helping us.
我们在圣灵的里面应该 不会有这个的哦。
When we have the Holy Spirit, we should not have those symptoms.
我现在的意思是说，我们也是会有伤痛，对吗？我们也很苦，对不对
？Yes, we may experience pain and suffering and abuse in our lives.
很苦的，我们有时候苦到不能再苦了，苦苦苦。我们不是只有被孩子苦，我们还有时候被先生苦，被太太苦，就是苦嘛。那我们很苦，其实也是一种伤痛哦。
And when we're suffering, maybe from the effects of our spouse or from our parents, all that accumulates as well.
然后我们还有上一代给我们的东西也很苦，有时会掉下来，就是我们会觉得无助啦，这种都是属于掉下来的东西。
We also have frustrations and agony that we have from our parents' time.
这一块东西我们也带在里面了。
And we also have all this baggage carried within our souls.
我们如果在外面不是在教会做的时候，我们要做很多治疗。
So people like this who are not in the church require a lot of hours of therapy.
做很多的治疗，但是效果一点点。
And even though they have hours of therapy, the effects, the help is very little.
我们教会的奇妙、奇妙、最奇妙，哎，好像在唱歌。最奇妙的东西就是圣灵，真的是圣灵啊。
So in our church, we have really something that is so miraculous, which is the element of Holy Spirit.
爸爸妈妈，我们今天不管我们带了多少的苦在里面的时候，只有一个人、一个东西、一个神，他可以穿过去。不管你是几岁，他可以穿过去。那个只有圣灵啊，他没有时间的限制。
So, mothers and fathers, if today you have extra baggage in your souls, the only thing that can transcend your hurt is the Holy Spirit to heal you.
好好用吧。
You can use your Holy Spirit.
要用它。
Use it to heal your wounds.
它带领我们靠近耶稣，可是它同时间要抚平、穿透、治疗我们整个在里面的伤痛。
He'll not only bring you closer to God, but also pave the way in your heart so that all your pits and falls and hurts are evened.
爸爸妈妈，如果我们练习这件事情的时候，我们将在孩子的面前demo 让他们看见爸爸妈妈辛苦的时候是怎么样在祷告的。
And so if we demo this in front of our children, is that when we feel sorry, sorrowful, when we're suffering, the way that we show them that we solve our problems is by kneeling in front of God.
然后孩子会 imprint 进去到他的大脑里面去，知道说这个东西是在 deal with difficulty， 面对困境。
Then the image of us praying, crying to God will imprint into their deepest memories that that's how you solve a problem.
所以我们的行动很重要。
So our actions are so important.
他没有 join 我们没关系，可是他可以看见我们。
Even if they don't join us in prayer, they can see us pray.
那他看见的时候就进去了。
And once they see us pray, that memory goes in their heart.
在他十八岁以后的人生里面，他遇到困境的时候，他有这个东西装在里面的。
And after 18 years old, when they face their hardships in their life, they have this.Retain in their memory.
那是我们现在可以做到的。
And this is what we can give them right now.
可是这个东西如果没有进去
，But if this image of turning to God doesn't enter in your souls,
那就要我们就啊回想一下你爸妈怎么带你的啦。
Then you're only going to regress back to the techniques of your father and mother.
画一个图画我看一下啦。
Then draw a picture for me like a counselor.
看到时钟吗？时钟走到这边的时候，你看见什么？
So at this time, the clock of your life, what do you see? 很难
做啊。
It is very difficult as a therapist.
我做到都想说，哎，你可以祷告啦。
To help and counsel broken people like this, because all I can tell them is just go pray.
然后那些还没有认识主，你去信主啦，真耶稣教会啦，地址在这。
And then when I'm counseling them, all I can say is just go pray. This is the address of True Jesus Church.
啊，结果我们这些180个人这样子坐在这边，那每天敲卡那听。我们没感觉圣灵一直在做这个工作，我们还可以这样哇这样子。
And many of us who are sitting here listening to the gospel every Sabbath day, yet we can transform into monsters in front of our children's eyes.
Monster. 然后真的，然后人家一问我们，你看人家一问我们，我们就说啊，我个性就是这样。什么个性？疲倦。
Ask us how come we are like that? We just say, well, we are.Really stressed, or we have fatigue.
没了，他会说这是我的个性。
Oh, they'll say that that's my personality.
我生来就这样，有没有？我们听过，我就是很直啊。
I just very straight, very temperamental.
我还听过什么？哦，我爸妈也是这样。
So my parents are just like that.
哦，很会丢。啊，圣灵是在冲什么啊？呢
？Then what is Holy Spirit?
好可惜，好可惜。
And other people say it's a fatigue.
我们做心理治疗，真的觉得只有圣灵可以穿过去。
It's such a waste if we don't know how to utilize this precious Holy Spirit in our lives today.
真的，爸爸妈妈，在你的一生当中有一次经验就好了，在主的面前完完全全的跟主联合在一起，痛哭流涕，连结上面，你会知道这个感觉是什么的。
If you touch God in your life, just one time in your life, when you really cry your heart out before God, then you really touch and feel how God can heal your life.
他那个transcend进去，把你那个超乎所有东西这样挖出来，让你知道说 I love you.
It will transcend the deepest parts of your hurts and will let you know that He's healing everything, and the message will be loud and clear that I love you.
一次你永远不会忘记。
In that one magnificent prayer, you'll never forget that prayer.
因为六岁之前，我们觉得没有人爱我们。
Because prior to six, we may have felt nobody loved us.
可是那个 transcend 进去之后，会把你连 baby 的东西整个 cover 过去。
But once the Holy Spirit comes deep within us, it's going to cover all of our hearts from the past.
哪一个专家可以做到这个？
Which expert in the world can help you with this?
圣灵啊，
Only Holy Spirit.
在我们中间。
That is within us
today. 你还去外面看书？
Then why do you look at the books outside of?
可以看啊 ，cooking 的书啦。
You can look at cooking books.
不要看那种什么 raising kid， 那个东西不讲圣灵的，不要看。
Don't read those self-help books about raising kids. They have no element of Holy Spirit.
好可惜啊，那个带出来十八岁 kid 笑呢。
Those kind of techniques don't work. Those children of 18 just become crazy.
我们把它弄到疯了，结果我们没看见。
And then when we see that they're crazy, we don't even know.
他疯在东部，你怎么知道？
They don't know when they are crazy in the northeast.
哦，十年传回来的啊，那不是我儿子，你不要乱讲。
And then when you hear these terrible things they've done, you don't even know who your child is anymore.
爸爸妈妈，第二节我们记得圣灵。
And so parents, remember the second element of, from this class is Holy Spirit.
讲 parenting 不讲圣灵，不用再讲了。
There's no need to talk about parenting without talking about Holy Spirit.
然后一定要问自己，我在主的，先不要管你孩子哦，我在主的面前，我被圣灵充满吗？
Don't ask about your children, just ask yourself, am I filled with the Holy Spirit today?
我所有的 hurt 有没有被抚平带出来过？
Has my hurt been leveled by the Holy Spirit and unearthed from within our hearts?
那我们从心中就会去赞美主。
Then we can stand firm in teaching our children.
哇，你好厉害！下一句就是我们这样子才可以教我们的孩子。
And then the next class, we're going to talk about how we can now teach our children.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.